From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A manufacturer of new dicamba herbicide formulation says a vote by an Arkansas committee to seek a dicamba ban after April 15th is a step backward. Monsanto's Scott Partridge tells Brownfield there's a 32-page, single-spaced petition that lays out our arguments, the facts, and the science, including test data, surveys, and analysis that back it up. Partridge says most of the dicamba problems stem from misuse, lack of training, or not following label directions. He says a training and certification program would eliminate most dicamba problems. Ag innovators heard from one of the world's largest ag companies that collaboration is the key to getting farmers the products they want and need. Adrian Percy with Bayer Crop Science served as a keynote speaker at the 2017 Ag Innovation Showcase in St. Louis. He tells Brownfield that science and technology are moving forward at such a fast pace, there is no single company that can keep up with it. The CEO of the world's largest meat packer, JBS South America, has been arrested. According to the Wall Street Journal, Wesley Batista was arrested in Brazil Wednesday for using insider trading to profit from an earlier plea deal. Federal police allege Wesley and his brother Josely sold about $119 million in JBS shares as they negotiated the plea deal. Shares in JBS fell as much as 37% following the deal's announcement. JBS also owns U.S. brands Swift and Pilgrim's Pride. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.